arts organizations are often faced with challenges as they work to balance creativity and financial stability. One option available to an arts organization is to set itself up as a nonprofit, but how can an organization know if this is the best choice? WFIU's James Gray looks into the decision-making process that ends in a nonprofit or for-profit status.
People for Urban Progress is a nonprofit located in Indianapolis. Their projects often feature products made of reused materials from around Indianapolis. They've turned unused seats from a baseball stadium into bus stop benches, and they took material from the RCA Dome to make wallets and handbags. On the first Friday of each month, their showroom can feel more like a shopping mall than a traditional nonprofit office. There's loud music, people are picking up t-shirts, holding them against their chest to see how they look. In many ways, this is a typical shopping experience, and it made me wonder, why would People for Urban Progress decide to be a nonprofit? Why not a for-profit company?
When somebody starts a business, one of the first questions they have to ask is, do I want this to be a commercial business or do I want this to be a nonprofit?
Director of Programs for Arts Administration at Indiana University, Michael Rushton.
And each kind of business form has its advantages.
And the advantages to being a for-profit organization seem pretty straightforward. Whenever you have profit,
you keep that money, it's yours.
And the advantages to being a nonprofit are the additional sources of revenue that are available.
You will become eligible perhaps for some government financing, so many social service agencies, many arts organizations receive money from government. And also you can get donations because people think, okay, I can donate to this organization, I know they're a nonprofit, and I even get a tax deduction when I do so if they're properly registered.
And so the disadvantage to being a for-profit organization, you don't have access to those additional forms of revenue. And the disadvantages of being a nonprofit, according to Rushton, is that any excess revenues over cost gets plowed back into the company or organization. As Rushton says, you don't get to pocket that. So I asked Chief Innovator at People for Urban Progress, Michael Bricker, to take me back to that moment nearly 5 years ago when he decided to make his organization a nonprofit and not a for-profit.
Yes, I mean, it's obviously like a critical question, and we really did talk, you know, as we were starting out, you know, kind of weighing the values of being for-profit versus nonprofit. We just kept coming back to the notion that what we were doing was aimed at social good.
What Michael Bricker just said, social good, that's the reason that people contribute their money to nonprofits. That's the reason that nonprofits exist at all. Rushton explains this a little further.
That is, in fact, why people will donate to you, is because they think, yeah, this organization offers something to the community above and beyond simply what it supplies to people who happen to be visitors.
So Bricker's decision wasn't one that's based on whether or not he thought he could sell enough products. It was based on his mission. And he looked at his products, the way they served his community, and said, yes, I want donations, I want grants. But he wouldn't have had to. He could have said, I want to keep the extra revenue. Ask him if he ever regretted that decision, or if he ever thought about what the advantages would be if he was a for-profit organization now.
I think one of the issues that comes up a lot is how we expand, you know, and expanding to other markets and being mindful that size and scale and perception of the product doesn't outweigh the work that we're trying to do in the community. We want to be known for the community projects, not just the product, you know, so keeping that balance is definitely something that would only come up kind of in a nonprofit.
But for Bricker, it's not just about the product. It's also about the people. And when I ask him for a moment that makes him happy that he was a nonprofit, he says he has those moments all the time. He says he can see it in people's faces when they realize that an item they formerly may have thought of as garbage could be reused and still have a purpose.
Like when someone buys one of those seats as is, and then they know that that's helping to make sure that we are able to install more of those seats out in the public, out at bus stops, that connection, you can see it in someone's face. You'll see this click or something like happen, you know, in their eyes.
And this is exciting because according to Michael Rushton, this is exactly what nonprofits are about. They're about building up a community.
Our museums, our theater companies, our orchestras tend to be independent nonprofit organizations. And the general thought is, yes, they do really add to the community. They make cities what they are. The local orchestra, the ballet company, the art museum, the science museum. These are the things that make a city interesting, and you want to have that.
Michael Bricker explained that his organization had been included on talks about reusing and salvaging seats from Butler University in the Circle Theater in downtown Indianapolis. He said he wondered if they were included because of the Busch Stadium seats, or if the city is starting to understand his philosophies on reuse and upcycling materials.
How responsible are we in that culture shift? Like, there's no way to measure that. But I'd like to think that we are part of it in some degree.
For Artworks, this is James Gray.